Good morning at 9:04. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News. This week, the U.S. Senate released an early version of its federal budget bill, which includes even deeper cuts to Medicaid than were passed by the House last month. As WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports, health advocacy organizations warn of long-term consequences for local hospitals.
The Senate reconciliation bill would cut billions of dollars nationally from Medicaid by making changes to eligibility requirements. The safety net health insurance program for people with low incomes covers roughly 5 million residents across Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. The bill proposes work requirements not just for childless adults, but also for parents if their kids are 14 and older. Experts estimate that thousands of people in the Delaware Valley will lose coverage because of reporting requirements. Hospitals would then lose money from providing uncompensated care to many more uninsured patients. Leaders at the Hospital and Health System Association of Pennsylvania say over half of all hospitals in the Commonwealth are already operating in a deficit, and that these federal funding cuts would force some facilities to reduce services or completely close. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
Parents want the next leader of the Camden City School District to have classroom experience to know the city's culture and to represent the city's population. From the WHYY New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns reports those are just a few items on the wish list that came to light during a public meeting.
Parents like Alicia Morris say the district's $91 million budget gap is just one of the myriad of challenges for the incoming leader. One of her pressing concerns is that all of the support her special needs son was receiving is going away.
If my local school district doesn't have everything they need for my son to succeed, that's pushing me to a school I don't want to put him in because they have resources that my school doesn't have because they don't have the funding.
HYA Associates, the Illinois-based firm hired by the New Jersey Department of Education to find the next state-appointed superintendent, has been collecting community feedback for the last couple of weeks. They are expected to provide a report soon. The process of screening candidates has already begun. From Camden, New Jersey, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
Colleges and universities in Philadelphia are joining together with the goal of coming up with ways to survive troubled times. St. Joseph's University President Cheryl McConnell said academic institutions are challenged in these difficult times.
One shaped by technological advances, shifting economies, rapid federal policy modifications, seismic changes in the NCAA athletics, and urgent global and climate challenges. And with all of this ever-changing landscape, higher education is not just an opportunity or a luxury. Higher education is an imperative.
In cooperation with City Council, the newly formed High Academia Task Force will meet monthly to delve into the problems facing schools and produce an action report next year. In sports, the Phillies lost to the Marlins by a score of 8-3. They'll play again tonight. Heat advisory from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Thursday. Cloudy skies, scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, high 84.
Support